It was well before dawn when the Anna and Abba stirred the priestess from her bed. Had she been anyone else, she might have been deep in slumber. As it was, she did not sleep much, and though she'd been still and supine, her eyes had been open. Gods did not bother with words, but they had their own language. When she felt them surge like lifeblood through the stone walls and floors of the temple, she knew, and she rose. The priestess was unsurprised to find her brothers waiting for her in the sanctum. The city's borders fell under Jin's purview as the Steel Star. He would have felt the disturbance at the gate in his blood, like the first distant rumble of thunder before a summer storm. As for Shen, little that happened in Eunice ever escaped his attention. The men sat on their crystalline thrones before the fire. Shen was already staring into it, his face stern and tense. Jin stifled a yawn. Soft and rumpled with sleep, he looked half a boy. He'd been young, no more than 20, when the city fell and they'd been forced to flee into the in-between. Time flowed strange and uneven here. It had been 17 years since, but he hadn't aged a day. None of them had. "It's the Lake Gate again," Jin said, as though she didn't already know. "What do you suppose it is this time? Another deer? Maybe a mouse?" His tone was wry, but there was an eagerness beneath it he couldn't quite hide. It was his duty to oversee their army, but here that left him with little to do. A threat at the gates would give him purpose, at least. "We should go in person," Jin continued. "Why waste Vriya's energy with a spirit projection? Let's just saddle up some elk."
"It's night time," Shen said shortly.
"And grab some lanterns," Jin added, undeterred.
"Last time I let you patrol the border in person, you went below and were seen," Shen snapped.
Jin's smile faltered.
"That was an accident. I told you." 17 years we've kept ourselves hidden, and you spoil it all on a lark."
Shen was always grumpiest at night. Vriya would never say it to his face, but she found it endearing. A rare, lingering human quality in their stoic elder brother.
"You'd better hope this disturbance tonight doesn't have anything to do with your little accident."
"I don't hope for anything anymore," Jin shot back. Maybe because he'd been so young when they left, it sometimes seemed Jin was still one foot in that place. Or perhaps it wasn't a foot Vriya was thinking of. Something more vital. A mind. A heart.
"Let's go then," Shen said as Vriya took her seat. "Whatever it is at the gate, I'd like to deal with it before morning."
"Yes, let's not keep those deer waiting," Jin quipped, but his good humour was worn thin. He sat forward, brow creasing in concentration. A sweet, hapless simulacrum of his older brother. Vriya held out her hands. The men took them. Shen's grasp was perfunctory, Jin's warm and affectionate, like that of a trusting child. The priestess closed her eyes to the violet-black flames. Then she willed the three of them out and away. They lifted from their bodies, light as a cool summer wind in the below. When she opened her eyes again, they stood, the three of them, at the edge of the lake. It was lit silver-pale by a young moon and permanently fringed with dense grey fog, a byproduct of the high concentration of feral magic around the gate. Tonight, though, the fog was thicker than usual, swirling on the wind like it were agitated. Whatever was at the gate, it may not just be deer after all. Something was off. The spirits were riled.
"Is everyone accounted for?" she asked.
Her brothers stood on either side, translucent but stable. They clung to her hands carefully. Releasing their grip would break the projection, pulling them back into the sanctum where their bodies rested in wait.
"Come on," Shen said. "We're not far."
They drifted through the fog. They could scarcely see arm's distance before them, and so hugged the edge of the lake to keep their bearings. An unnecessary precaution. As they neared, Vriya could feel the gate thrumming, calling her forth.